Sinead reception here in Letterkenny for your homecoming back from the Olympics, and I'm sure you're feeling very proud and humbled with the reception you got here this evening.
Oh, absolutely. I'm still in shock. I just can't believe so many people showing up, and you know, the support from the town has been unbelievable. Like, all through my 16 years of trying to get to the Olympics, the support has been there, and I never could have doubted that they would be out to support me, but it's just been absolutely phenomenal. You know, people up watching the race in Hawthorne Heights, I just, you know, I nearly wanted to be there watching it with them. You know, I just can't thank people enough.
Yeah. And it was a lifetime achievement to get to the Olympics. It was a long road for you, almost 39 years of age. Is there a full sense of achievement now and what happened in Rio and how it all finished up for you?
Oh, there definitely is. I suppose it was my dream to get to the Olympics. And then, you know, I did worry a little bit that we'd get to the Olympics and underperform and live with that regret. But myself and Claire had a chat before it, and we decided if we could just deliver our best performance, then we'd be happy. And we really did. You know, we probably even went above our best performance. So I'm delighted with that, but it's been a long journey, but it's been, you know, I've had disappointments along the way, but overall it's been brilliant. I've met so many cool people through different sports, and you know, it's a brilliant lifestyle, and yeah, I couldn't recommend it highly enough, you know. And when it ends like this, of course, like, you know, it's very easy to say that, but I'm still buzzing. It's been brilliant,
and all the hard work paid off, even from when you were a child and a teenager, getting up at 6 in the morning to go with the Swilly Seals and then running with Letterkenny AC, and both parties are here tonight.
Yeah, it was brilliant to have Teresa out and Paddy Bond kind of representing the two clubs. You know, if I didn't start then, there's no way I'd be where I am today. You need the roots. Like, people are kind of surprised I started rowing late and had so much success, but it was the roots I'd had, you know, all the fitness I'd built up from the long hours in the pool with the Swilly Seals and the Athletics Club. Like, you know, once you have a grounding like that, you can do anything. And we're so lucky in Letterkenny that we have clubs like for children to go to, and like it shows in Rio. We had like four Olympians. We had Mark English, Chloe McGee, Brendan Boyce, and myself. Like, you know, we nearly had Philip Dagnan as well. Like, so many different sports represented, and you know, I mean, we still do really well in the Gaelic, you know, so for such a small population, it's unbelievable really what we are achieving.
Yeah. And what you've done now for rowing in the county, the sport's going to get a huge boost, because Letterkenny and the Donegal and Ireland's all talking about rowing at the moment. We had the O'Donovan brothers and Sinead Jennings and Claire Lamb who got the final.
Yeah, because I suppose, like, of all the sports, I'd be most passionate about rowing, and if I can increase participation in rowing, especially among women, and make a difference, like, that would mean more to me than the medal, you know, if I could have a legacy like that. And yeah, people are always, you know, when they hear rowing Donegal, or you must have had a good grounding, but there was no rowing in Donegal at all. And now it is starting to, like, there's the World Coastal Rowing Championships were in Killybegs, and it's just amazing to see that the sport developing in the country, because in the country so much, like, because I know we could be really good.
There wasn't a medal, you got to a final, but your mother Teresa said as the presentations would be made that you got your medal with your family. Oh. When you come back, and it was a lot of strain and trying to juggle everything, but I'm sure the three toddlers are glad to have you back home.
Oh yeah, like, they're definitely my medal, you know. It would have been lovely to have come back with a medal, and maybe in different conditions, if we'd had a headwind, we may have got a medal. But to come back to the three girls and to get that hug, and all three rushing to be the first in to give me the hug, it was the most amazing feeling. And you know, I think everything is just, you know, I have my family, I have been to the Olympics and performed well, and I couldn't be happier.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about Tokyo 2020, because Katrina had said to us when the rowing final was over that there's going to be a single boat in, and it would suit you, and it's something that you were hoping for a very long time would happen. Now it's going to happen at Tokyo. So is the Olympic dream not finished yet?
I don't know. Like, they talked about from 2001, they've always said, you know, the lightweight single will come in the next cycle. And, you know, I tried different partners, and maybe people just weren't quite up to the standard. And myself and Heather Boyle did come close in 2004, but and then I was always waiting for a new partner. I did get Claire, and I suppose I've really fulfilled everything I wanted from the Olympics, but if the single was to come in, it would be so hard not to give it a go.
You're not ruling it out then?
I'm not ruling it out, no.
Okay. Well, listen, well done again on your performance at the Olympics.
Thanks,
it was great to watch you on the television and do Donegal and Ireland so proud.
And
well,
an absolute
done.
Huge thank you to Letterkenny, to all the clubs, to all the local businesses that have supported me along the way, to my friends at school, to all the teachers in school, and everything that has made this dream possible. I just thank you so much.